one show.
Yeah, you had to be very quiet. Yeah.
There's actually going to be, in honor of the mm-hmm. silence show, mm-hmm. I thought we would like not play any music.
Okay, thank you.
Because Faith prefers that. Actually no music.
Yes.
Yeah, but now you just said on the last show when we were talking about
talking
this.
Talking really loud.
That, well, they have to be able to hear me.
Oh, well, yes, we have a microphone.
So that you said that on the last show that that you turned on XM mm-hmm. and found the 80s channel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not silence.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean I don't ever want to have music. I just most of the time don't. I like music.
But normally, like when you're working out or when you're cleaning house, you don't automatically go turn on music.
No.
Whereas I do.
I know. You never.
I can't
not
do anything.
Silence. And that's what I want to talk about.
We'll talk silence. About it.
You have to start the show first.
I said I wasn't going to have any music because...
We don't even get the intro music?
You want to do the intro music?
Well, it's not a show unless you play the music.
Well, I want it to be a show and all.
Okay.
But
is it
going to
be the anti-show?
Really, should I... No, we already done an anti-show. That wasn't any fun. So do you want to be like really quiet?
No, just play the music.
I can't.
Why?
I'm stalling because my computer's just finished booting up and I'm waiting for the thing to come on.
Charlie.
I thought I could start the show because I didn't think we would have music because we were doing the silent show.
Oh. Well,
So I didn't wait on it to come up. I just started it.
Okay.
I was in kind of a hurry to get the show started.
Oh. Oh, now you get fast.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad Bass sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
And on today's show, as promised, silence. Yeah, that's right, 20 to 25 quality minutes of silence.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Shh.
What? 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 What did I mean?
Stop
what?
Talking.
What?
He can't do it. It's impossible.
I don't understand what you're talking
absolutely,
about.
Absolutely.
Stop talking.
It's impossible. He doesn't even know what that
Are
means.
Are you mad?
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't know what that means.
Well, what means?
What stop talking means.
I know what stop talking means. Stop talking means don't talk.
Okay, then don't.
I'm not talking now.
Yeah, right. Okay, so.
Do you want to hum? I could hum.
I'm going to tell you about silence. So my very best girlfriend
silence?
In the whole entire world, and yes, I am an adult grown woman who still has the very best girlfriend in the whole wide world, BFF forever.
I think all girls have that, don't they?
I don't know. I don't think as many grown adult women have that as would like.
Really?
I am very blessed. Yes. April and I are very blessed to have each other, and we know that.
Whoa, wait. Your BFF forever, I thought, was Christy.
No.
You can change BFFs? Because I've read your notes.
That's just because we've been friends since we were little kids. But right. My very best friend is April, other than my girlfriend.
But
I
she's
mean, you're
not
my
your
best
BFF.
Friend.
I thought you could only have one BFF.
Brand. Whatever. Anyway.
Did you just Brad whatever me?
I did. So April called me today and she was telling me about this.
Don't
about,
Brad me.
Thank you, Jill. So. We need silence.
Jill called you today.
What's in your cup?
I have no idea. Look at that. I'm thoroughly disgusted. I think I'm going to throw up now.
I don't even know what that is. That's gross.
Either. That's gross. We went and had pizza tonight for supper. And
ew.
And I got my tea here with my paper cup, and there's major floatage going on the bottom of it. So I'm going to push that right over there away from where I can't see it anymore and try not to think about it and gag myself.
Yeah.
Now,
okay. So
you
April
were,
called
you were speaking
me.
Speaking with April today.
Yes. As I always do 100 times a day. So April called me.
Yes. What? I said at least twice. 100 times a day, at least twice.
At least, well, more like at least like 4 times. But
go ahead.
Anyway, so she was talking about how we were adjusting to summer because it's our first week with the kids home. Because her and her daughter and Helen go to the same school together. And so it's our first week home from school, and we were adjusting to having the children home. Uh-huh. And we were saying how it's put a kink in our schedules. And
no groove.
Yeah, my groove is kind of off. So so she says, I've been sitting here. I sat on the couch, and her friend Heather called her, and she said, I feel like such a lazy bum. I'm sitting here hugging Chloe, and it's 8:45 in the morning. I haven't even eaten breakfast yet. And she says, I feel like such a lazy bum. And Heather says, well, what do we think we are? Puritan women? We feel like we have to get up at the crack of dawn and work nonstop. We can't stop and hug our children. That's why you're a stay-at-home mom, so that you can enjoy sitting down on the couch and hugging your daughter there and eating at 9 o'clock if you want to.
That's right. Bonbons and all.
Seriously, you're going to go there?
I know. Not really.
He can't help himself.
I can't.
So she said, which reminded her of this book she read, which I'm not approving of.
Uh-oh.
But it's got a lot of funny stories, and I'm not even going to tell what the book is.
Oh, okay.
But keeps telling me that I should read it, and I keep telling her that I'm not going to read it, but she tells me it's funny, and just put aside all the weird liberal stuff, and you'll like the stories. And so, anyway.
It's the lesson behind the stories I don't want to listen to.
Right. So, anyway. So this woman goes to Italy to find out how to enjoy life, because the Italians seem to have it figured out, right?
Sure.
They understand what it means to do nothing really well. Uh-huh. Okay. Now I'm not saying Italians just do nothing all the time. They work really, really hard so that they can do nothing really, really well. They work hard, not so they can rest. That's just part of life. You know, it's not a reward you get for working hard. Like we think, oh, you deserve a break today. You know, this bud's for you. You know, she says that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so she goes there and she realizes these people, and we as Americans, we search for entertainment like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to entertain ourselves every second of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, you being one of those kind of people.
Sure.
So she's telling me that she said that Italians can really teach us something about how the pleasure of doing nothing.
No.
But listen, when we go to Mexico, when we go to Cabo.
Yes.
And we sit in those chairs and we look out over the ocean, we do nothing.
Well, that's not exactly true not completely true, because you don't do anything. I lay there and listen to music and read books.
Well, but that's okay. Listening to music and reading books is pleasurable.
Yes.
That's okay. That's the art of doing nothing.
Okay. Well, then I do nothing all the time. Because I listen to music all the time.
I'm not saying that listening to music is bad. I'm just saying learning to be still is something that we have to learn to do.
Well, okay, but I don't think you need to go to Italy.
I don't mean sitting and watching TV. That's not the same.
No.
Filling your brain with a bunch of nonsense and you know, playing on a video game and sitting still, that's not the same thing. I'm talking about sitting still and enjoying the pleasure of sitting still and, you know. I mean, anyway, she was just talking about that and it was interesting. And I thought, you know, isn't that true? Because I really enjoy the silence. It makes me feel peaceful.
Well, let's go biblical on it, okay?
Okay.
Because whenever this subject comes up, I always think about, you know, what God says about it. I mean, he spends a lot of time talking about his rest.
Yes.
Okay? That we are to labor to enter his rest.
Yes.
And he warns that, you know, certain people will not be able to enter his rest. And, you know, and Jesus says, you know, labor to enter my rest. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're supposed to do. It's not like we're supposed to sit around and enjoy doing nothing.
Well,
I mean,
yes.
I think that we are to be in Christ and thereby be in rest.
But I'm talking differently. I'm talking about
non- Well, I'm talking one is a spiritual humanistic kind of thing.
And but the I'm not other talking is... about a spiritual humanistic thing because my sitting down and resting has nothing to do with humanism whatsoever. It's taking rest that we so badly need mm-hmm. on a daily basis.
I agree. I mean, I think
people nonstop and then complain about being exhausted because they won't stop and rest for a minute. I'm not talking you're making it big something that it's not. I'm just talking about sitting still and enjoying the idea of sitting still.
Well, my point is that if you're not still and quiet, you won't hear God's leading.
That's true.
You have to spend, you know, if you spend 15 minutes reading your Bible, you should spend 15 minutes thinking about what you read. And you don't have to be actively thinking about it. I mean, sitting it there and letting it sink in mm-hmm. and letting the Lord work in what, you know, let the Holy Spirit work with what he's giving you. And you can't do that at 90 miles an hour going down the highway with your music blaring and, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and the DVD playing. And
I mean, you can have silence all day, but if you don't do anything with it, what's the point?
Yeah.
It's not going to do you any good.
Hindu monks meditate all day.
Yeah, doesn't get them anywhere.
Doesn't get you any closer to the truth.
Right. So, okay. There you have it.
There you go. Now, puppies. We promised everybody puppies.
I'm not giving anybody a puppy. They can go get one from from the Humane Society if they'd like.
Okay.
I don't give puppies away.
I thought you promised people puppies.
I'm not a dog person.
You're not a... No, you're a foxy person.
Oh, I'm a cat person. Okay. Not a dog person. I had a dog once in my life for like a week.
I'm a people person.
Me too. But that's the whole point of the story.
Oh, okay.
But I had a dog. Well, I had a golden retriever. Uh-huh. No, I'm sorry. A cocker spaniel.
Yes.
For 1 week. My dad said, you can have this dog if you will take care of it and you'll take it out. And yeah. so on and so forth. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
It was too much work. Sure. And so he said, yeah, see ya. The dog's going bye-bye. Away. So I always had a cat because cats take care of themselves. He would mutter as he changed the litter box because it stunk like all dads do.
Yeah, that's why that cat was outside. Of course, our cat's gone now.
Yeah, he asked ran if he away went bye-bye. Or something.
He ran away and got stuck in her tie or something.
Yeah.
Shh. Don't know.
Don't say that.
I know. But that's more than likely what happened.
Well, but we're not saying that.
Okay. Or he chased something that he...
We're not saying that.
Shouldn't have chased. Shut up. So you watched a show about puppies?
So I saw this documentary about...
Puppies.
Puppy mills.
Puppy mills in Pennsylvania.
Lisa Ling did this thing.
Who?
Lisa Ling. She's an investigative reporter.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a stripper name.
She used to work on ABC.
Okay.
Anyway, so she... She's Asian.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, this man who has a shelter for dogs, he and Lisa Ling went and put hidden cameras, and they went to these puppy mills in Pennsylvania. They went to a pet store where most of the dogs come from, puppy mills,
mm-hmm.
and they bought a dog. And they got all the paperwork, which showed where it came from, the puppy mills and everything. And the pet store owner said that it was... came from a humane puppy mill. He wouldn't do business with puppy mills that were not humane, right? Okay. Right. And I went, excuse me, what? What'd you just say? Humane.
Yeah.
But they're not humans. They're dogs. You can't use the word humane about puppies because they're not humans. Puppies, humans. It's not the same thing. And now I'm not... Just a minute.
I don't get to talk at all.
I may not be a puppy person.
Yeah.
But I still don't want puppies to be treated badly. I'm still a Christian person who thinks that animals were put here for us, but that doesn't mean we're supposed to treat them in a mean or uncaring way, okay? I agree. You know.
I agree, but can I interject something here?
Yes.
I think that the word humane is definitely misused, mm-hmm. okay? The animals may not be being treated humanely, okay? But that... You know, that implies something on the animal. What I would say is that the people aren't acting humanely.
That's a better way to put it.
Because they are not, because they are actually harming themselves, yes, harming their own spirits.
By hurting the animals.
By hurting the animals. Mm-hmm. And they are not honoring God. They are not acting like the image of God when they are harming the animals.
And therein lies the interesting thing about all this.
Yes.
These puppy mills in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Are Amish.
Amish, which
people.
They have a good reputation with me.
Okay, Amish people have, I mean, that whole thing with the school shooting, yes, and all that. I mean, they
good reputation.
Showed Christ-likeness beyond.
But nobody's perfect.
I mean, it's crazy. But in their culture, yep, which is different from ours.
Yeah.
They are of the opinion that animals, you know, should be dominated by humans, and they don't think that they're hurting them. I mean, they're not beating them or anything.
Yeah, we're not okay? treating them bad.
They're just neglecting them, okay? They're being neglected. They're never let out of a cage. They are born in a rabbit-sized cage and left in that. They've never walked on solid ground their entire lives. They keep these mama dogs, mm-hmm, and all they do is have babies. And they've had so many babies that they have tumors on their nipples from nursing, mm-hmm, the puppies. I mean, and they never are bathed. Their teeth are never taken care of. They're never walked. They're never given any medicine. If they get hurt, they just heal however they're going to heal. I mean, it's awful. Mm-hmm. And the conditions are on a farm. It's muddy, mucky, sitting in poop and it's gross, okay? Mm-hmm. And they went to several of them. And he said, these are the good ones because they'll give you the puppies when they're done with them instead of shoot them.
The mothers, you mean?
Yeah, then they'll give you the female dogs when they're, you know, they have no more use for them. They'll give you them, and then they'll give you the male puppies because they don't want males. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than for breeding purposes.
Right.
So then they take them to the Humane Society, and then they begin to bathe them and clean them. They look completely different dogs after they get them all cleaned up and shaved and fixed and everything. Mm-hmm. They said they've gotten some where the chains are completely embedded in their necks because, mm-hmm, they've never been taken off their entire lives. And the hairs, like, I mean, it was awful. And, you know, it's just interesting, mm-hmm, that... we shouldn't treat animals cruelly. I believe in the prevention of cruelty to animals, but, you know, to an extent. And, I mean, I don't think anybody should be cruel, but I think people go a little crazy. So, but I just thought it was interesting that they were saying that they were treating dogs inhumanely they're not humans.
They're not acting humanely towards the dogs.
Right.
And there's a big difference between those two things. There's also a big difference between treating animals humanely or treating animals like humans and treating animals like animals. Mm-hmm. You know, I was raised on a dairy farm. Now, we
animals
didn't...
Animals served a purpose.
Animals served a purpose. Mm-hmm. We didn't really take their emotional state or well-being in hand. We didn't, you know, we didn't keep us up at night.
No.
But
you loved some of those cows. I mean,
well, no. We did get attached to, yes, a cow or two through the years,
you're right,
because of personality traits in the cow or whatever. But we didn't love our cows.
Well, but you know what I mean.
But what we did, there are some farmers that. But anyway, so
this is a family show.
So there was, I'm just kidding. So, but what my point is that. We did make sure our animals were clean. Mm-hmm. We made sure our animals,
if anybody's met Brad's dad, cleanest man on the planet.
We would clean our animals. But, you know, these were to promote the general health of the animal. It wasn't so that it wasn't really to make the animal feel better about themselves.
No, nothing to do with that.
It was just because you wanted a clean animal, was a healthier animal. If you were cleaning the animal, you were inspecting the animal, mm-hmm, for, you know, for injuries and sicknesses and that kind of thing. A clean animal is less likely to get diseases and that kind of thing. So it's a matter of value we placed
They'd
on the animal itself.
They only have known that in the Black Plague.
So my point is that it's a value we placed on the animal. Now, sometimes that value, and believe me, there were plenty of dairymen around that did not treat their animals the way we did.
Right.
But the value of the animal was the same. Mm-hmm. You know, $1,000... Back then, it was about $1,000, $1,800, you know, between $1,000 and $1,800 for a cow. Back then, it was the same, you know, it was hurt my dad just as much as it hurt the guy down the road, mm-hmm, okay? But my dad placed a value on the animal also because they were a creature of God, mm-hmm, okay? And so there was a moral value there as well. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't consider the cow's emotion.
Right.
You had to be disconnected from some of the things that we did. I mean, mm-hmm, you know, dehorning, and when you were treating them when they were sick, you know, you had to learn to detach yourself from some certain things, or you would just, you couldn't be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, so my point is that it was a value, and it was a value, and it's just like we learned in Girl Kids. We valued the animal not because we valued the animal, right, but because God valued the animal. Okay, mm-hmm. God created the animal. That is a creation of God, mm-hmm. and we valued it as such. Mm-hmm. Not.
And you value a dirty, ugly cow just as much as you value a clean, pretty cow that's fat.
Okay, there you go.
Right?
Yeah.
Just like when you're walking along, you see a yucky old yard that's overgrown with weeds, and then next door you see a yard that's well manicured and nice. Which one are you going to throw your gum in? Well, it'd be much easier to throw it in the overgrown yard, yes, right? Because nobody'd see it. I mean, nobody'd even notice. Right. There's already a bunch of Snickers wrappers in there. People thrown in there. Nobody even noticed the difference. Well, you don't throw them in either of them because they're both precious. Those people are both precious to God. It doesn't matter what the yard looks like.
Right.
It's the people you're taking into regard. Now, I guess that's a little different because you're comparing apples mm-hmm. to oranges, mm-hmm. but still.
But
they're still God's creatures, animals.
Yeah. And the only thing I wanted to add was,
should be mean to them.
There were times when we had to take the cow to the back of the pasture and put a bullet in its head. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was
big. But that's a treating it in a humane way,
yes,
because it was getting it over quickly.
Yes. They were suffering. They weren't going to recover.
Right.
And it was time to go. Yeah. And, so anyway, there you go.
Yep. Thank you for that perspective. That was very eye-opening to me. And it was pretty awful, the conditions. Pretty awful. And then when they took the dog, like there was this grown mama dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they took it out of its pen. It mm-hmm. couldn't even walk on the ground. Because it had never walked.
Because its blood muscles were
atrophied. Paws were so spread out mm-hmm. because it had been on wire. So it was, can you imagine like a dog's paws like all spread out? You're like a duck? Because it was like stuck in wire all the time.
All right.
And this poor dog couldn't walk. It was so sad. All right,
that's enough.
What? Did you hush me?
No, I didn't hush you. I said, that's enough. I mean, we're getting... I can feel that you were...
Okay, sorry. Yeah,
getting the tune and pulling me down.
I didn't need to pull you down. It was just awful.
I know. I want to go back now
mm-hmm.
to something you said.
What did I say?
You said that, am I one of those people who live like that? I think the world has never changed since I was in high school. And you were talking about your sister listening to the same music she listened to in high school and how you caught yourself the other day listening to the 80s channel
uh-huh.
and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I wanted you to hear this.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to tell me who this is. Okay. Okay. This is a brand new song. It's not a Christian song. It's a brand new song.
I like
the song. It's pretty cool. I'll give you a hint. The band is not the same as the person singing. It's not with the band. And you're fixing to hear. Now the band's fixing to come in. And then I think you'll recognize who the band is.
Are you turning? Is your stopping?
No? Not yet?
It sounds familiar. It's a Def Leppard or...
You got it.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
I didn't think I was right.
But you know, could you tell who was singing with them?
No.
You recognize his voice, though. It sounded familiar. You would never put him with this music.
Not really. It didn't really sound familiar.
Really?
Uh-uh. Who is it?
Hold on. I think...
Is your touch enough? Come on, girl. Can you keep it up?
I'll give you a hint. He's a country singer.
Is your bluff enough?
It's Tim McGraw.
Oh, Faith Hill's husband.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not Tim McGraw. He's Faith Hill's husband.
Okay, sorry. It's Faith Hill's husband.
Tim McGraw. He didn't sound like a country singer singing there.
And Def Leppard.
He sounded really cool. What's he doing with Def Leppard?
Don't know. They're doing.
What's Def Leppard still alive?
It's
seriously?
Def Leppard featuring
Tim
McGraw.
They're still singing?
It's as dumb as song. Now, I like the song. I think the song is cool. Uh-huh. I like the sound of it.
Yeah.
I even like the lyrics up until you get to
Can
the chorus.
Can they still walk?
Yeah. Well, one of them's only got one arm.
Oh, okay.
He's playing the drums like this. This is the sound of a one-arm drummer without a machine to help him. So, but the lyric is stupid. It's not, it's called Nine Lives, mm-hmm. Nine Times to Die.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the song's about. Oh. We don't have nine lives.
You
we don't
even have
nine
I'm
times.
I'm not a cat.
So anyway, there you go.
Are you a cat?
No.
But Astrophy will be back because he'll have nine lives, right?
No, that's a myth.
Shh.
He's dead.
Stop.
Dead.
Saying those things.
Dead.
If she walks in here and heard you, what would you do?
Well, I wouldn't.
You'd be backpedaling fast, so you better be careful what you say.
But he was dead. I can't help that. I know Astrophy. Astrophy loved Helen. Loved Helen.
Mm-hmm.
And if Astrophy could get back, Astrophy mm-hmm. would be back. Because
mm-hmm.
he never left for more than 8 hours at a time.
Mm-mm.
And he stayed pretty much right here in the neighborhood, so...
What did he do?
I have a feeling he got hit by something, and somebody was kind enough to take him away and not leave him laying in the road. That's what I think. Either that or he got...
Talk about a downer.
Either that or he got caught by a coyote.
Way to end the show there, buddy.
Sorry. Do you want me to tell a joke now?
No.
Once upon a...
Tell me I'm a downer, and you're talking about our dead cat.
Three coyotes walk into a bar.
yeah. They get me every time.
You don't even have to tell the joke. You say, three coyotes walk into a bar, and she has this mental picture, and she just laughs.
You know what? And
what?
They said, ow.
Not every punchline is, and then he said, in fact, that's not even the real punchline. The punchline is, excuse me.
No, I like it better
and
that
he
way.
Said,
and he said, ow, because they walked into the bar. My joke's better than yours.
Okay.
They're both stupid, but that was funny.
You just called my joke stupid.
I did.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.